BBC.
BBC.
You're with the BBC. Now we come to Witness, and it's 40 years since British paratroopers shot dead 13 civil rights marchers in Northern Ireland on what became known as Bloody Sunday. Mike Lanshin has been talking to the son of one of the men killed that day.
It's January the 30th, 1972, and the streets of Londonderry are bristling with tension. Bricks and bottles are hurled at British soldiers by protesters, angry at new government powers to detain suspected terrorists indefinitely. The soldiers respond with rubber bullets. But later, the soldiers start to use live ammunition against the demonstrators. By the end of the day, 13 civilians lie dead.
My first memory of that late afternoon was when I was playing in the street. There was a couple of boys of my age, and one of them just chirped up out of the blue, "Your father's been shot."
Tony Doherty was just 9 years old at the time. He was from a Catholic family living on a housing estate close to the route of the march.
I said to him, "How do you know?" You know, sort of half accusing. And he said, "Well, I was over in the Bogside a while ago and I saw your father being carried on the ambulance." And he just said it matter of fact. You know, for a 9 year old, this, you know, to him it maybe wasn't astounding news, but he says it nonetheless, and maybe he just didn't know how to put it across. And nor did I know how to take it. But I had a sense, you know, as I remember now, I feel a sense in the pit of my stomach. And that's how I felt at the time.
He'd last seen his mother and father that morning. They'd gone to the protests, leaving Tony and his five brothers and sisters with an older cousin. Now he ran into the house to ask her what had happened.
She was in the kitchen and I went under there and I asked her, "Was my father shot?" And she wouldn't answer. And I knew at that stage that that it was true. And I suppose all I could do, not getting the answer from her, was hope against hope that what I thought to be true wasn't actually true. So I didn't say anything to the rest of the children. And it wasn't until later on that night people started coming into the house, and I was sitting in on the stairs. People were coming in from the dark. It was a winter's night. And I remember my grandfather came in, and my mother